This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, February 16th. God's word for you today is spiritual traction. Our scripture reading is taken from Malachi 3 verse 10, and it says, "Bring the whole fight into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for everyone faithful in Titan that the God of heaven will throw open the floodgates of heaven over you and pour out such a blessing that you will not even have enough room to contain it. God is challenging you and I to dare him. Test him in this. You will never find God saying, "Test me in anything else." Never. But when it comes to your finances, God says, "Test me in this." Why? God wants to win your heart and prove to you that your heart belongs to him. How? He says, "Challenge me and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." What we do in God's favorite house is called a tithe challenge. We challenge people who have not paid tithe to test God, and if after 3 months God does not prove faithful, they will get their money back. If you're reading this right now and you do not tithe, I want to challenge you to test God. This is not me. This is God saying, "Test me in this." Note that I am the one who says 3 months. God did not say that. But I want to believe 3 months should be enough. So, if you are in God's favorite house, I want to challenge you to tithe for the next 3 months. Send us an email to let us know you are starting. And if you do not see God's hand in your life, send me an email and we will refund your money. I am bold to say that for all the years I have been pastoring and we have done the tithe challenge, not one person has asked for a refund. And these were people that wanted to dare God. It is almost like God is saying, "Let's play a game and you will always lose." I have been playing this game with God for many years and I have been losing because God always outgives me. No one on earth can outgive God. If you were hungry, it will not tell us. Fighting is a lesson in prioritizing God. So, which of the three weaknesses are you most likely to fall into? Self-indulgence, resentment, or carelessness? I prophesy into your life in the name of Jesus that God will empower you to overcome self-indulgence, defeat resentment, and scale over carelessness. Which of the three habits do you need to start? Meet with God every day, meet with believers every week, or give a tithe out of every income. I want to challenge you to commit to doing all three habits all year long and see how much spiritual traction you will have by the end of the year. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 says, "Build up your strength in union with the Lord and by means of his mighty power." Spiritual traction and strength come from union with Jesus. Let us pray. Father, may my union with Jesus produce spiritual traction in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.